Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to State Senator Amy Sinclair as she discusses how COVID-19 has affected the state legislative session, as well as what she is doing while working from home.
Senator Sinclair, I know the legislative session has kind of been put on pause. I know everything in basically America has kind of been put on pause. People are kind of working from home like me and you are right now. I guess when it comes to the COVID-19 situation, from a legislative side of things, you know, I guess when will, is there any idea of when, you know, the session could potentially resume? And when it does, and when you get to that point, what are the things that you would like to address right away?
The plan is to return to the legislative session April 15th, but clearly that's going to be dependent on, you know, what the governor says, what comes out from the Department of Public Health and from the CDC. We do want to follow those guidelines. When you have 500,000, how many ever people wandering through the Capitol from every corner of the state, with most legislators and staff there, about 30% of them being in that age range that is considered at risk, we do want to follow those guidelines. But the plan right now is to return on April 15th. Before we left last Monday, we did go ahead and make sure that we had in place measures so that the governor could move dollars around to combat the crisis as it goes. And we did make sure that we put in place an additional 2 months of funding beyond this current budget year, just in case we weren't able to get back on that April 15th deadline and it was a little later. We do want to get the work done. There are things that we need to continue to work on. We have to get our budget in place. And at this point, because we've had folks out of work, that's going to affect the state's revenues. So the budget probably will be tighter this coming year. But additionally, there are some policy pieces that we think are important to keep moving. From the Senate side, we clearly thought it was important to deal with those classroom behaviors and safety in the classroom for teachers and students. And that bill went out of the Senate. And I would hope that the House would continue to work on it and pick it up when we get back. Additionally, we worked hard on some welfare reform based on that fine we got from the USDA for over expenditures out of our SNAP program. And so we really wanted to get at keeping fraud from happening within our system and keeping those improper payments from going out. And so that's a priority of ours. Additionally, it is a priority that we deal with occupational licensing and making sure that we don't have barriers and even more particularly as we face this time of crisis surrounding our economy, we want to make sure people are able to come to Iowa and work and that we don't have artificial barriers in their way. Clearly, we want to make sure that people are safe and supportive for the people that they're working for when they come to the state, those health and safety standards. But we want to make sure other barriers are removed for them for coming into the state if they've been doing this in other places. You know, those are some of the priorities I have walking back into session, and I would hope that those would be shared by many of my colleagues as well.
Is there anything that is time sensitive? I know you talked about the budget, but is there any deadlines or anything that need to be met or need to be pushed back in addition to everything else?
Absolutely. There were some deadlines related to governor's appointees to boards and commissions, those confirmation processes. We had to push those deadlines back, and we did that last week before we left. Additionally, we have our self-imposed funnel deadline, and so those are pushed back as well, because all of the Senate bills going to the House and the House bills coming to the Senate, those should have been moved through the committee process by now, and that clearly didn't happen when we left before the funnel was completed, and so we pushed that self-imposed deadline back as well.
What have you been doing to stay busy, and what are some of the things that you would recommend to people out there that are staying home with their kids or staying home in general to keep themselves mentally sane, if you will, and keep everybody you know, healthy?
You know, and I mean, the first thing I would recommend is stay off of social media if you can. You know, limit that, just because the things that you read and see aren't necessarily supporting your mental health. But, you know, additionally, as far as keeping busy, a lot of my work is being dictated by constituents calling and emailing and me responding to those related to issues with small business, related to issues with childcare, as we discussed. I'm trying to help out with that crisis here today. So if you hear the toddler noises in the background, I've got a toddler here with me. But I've been working through prepping for headed back with those bills that we discussed. I've been connecting folks with resources from a statewide level as far as what they need for work or for, you know, potential small business loans, as far as education-related issues. I've been communicating with staff and making sure that we're keeping on top of the changes that are coming down from the feds coming to the state, and making sure that we're supporting school districts and students as they try and continue to learn. I do have a 13-year-old still at home with me, and we've been accessing some online resources to make sure that he isn't losing this month of his education process, and doing some reading and just keeping active and healthy and fit, trying to keep that all in there.
prior to this, obviously, you and Representative Thorpe were holding town hall forums every third Saturday of each month. That obviously got canceled due to all of this. Is there potential for that to come back as soon as we can finally get back to our normal lives?
Oh, absolutely. I would see Representative Thorpe and myself having a town hall meeting when we return, just basically to update what we ended up being able to do as far as priorities and that kind of thing. I would absolutely see that happening. We haven't scheduled anything simply because at this point we don't know if that April 15th will be the day we go back or if it'll be later than that. But I'm sure we'll have a closing out session town hall just to make sure that the folks are able to get the information that they need. In the meantime, anybody is I'm happy for you to reach out to me. And I'll try and answer any questions you have as we go right now. But just suffice it to say that things are on hold. So if there's a priority for you, make sure I hear it so that I can share that information with both House and Senate leadership as we step back into session.
Thanks to State Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to canicareless.com and click podcast.